Thank you for the opportunity to speak at this important place of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. We are all brothers and sisters, and some are nephews and nieces in the eternal service of our eternal Father, Srila Prabhupada. So, this function is meant for remembering Srila Prabhupada, and there are so many devotees. Actually, probably most of my godbrothers and godsisters have many more memories of Srila Prabhupada than I do, because when I joined, the protocol was that you don't go and talk to Srila Prabhupada. You don't write him letters. And so my memories are physically from a distance, not spiritually from a distance. I take that as Krishna's desire for me. I was meant to serve in that way. But whatever personal memories we have of Srila Prabhupada are all invaluable. They are beyond any material value. So even though mine are much fewer than devotees like Hari Shari Prabhu and Guru Das Prabhu, right from Govinda Dasi Manuji, somewhere. She just came now. Ah, she's right there. I thought it's valuable and I published it. And it's a small book that one glance from Srila Prabhupada is worth more than all the history books of the world together. So yeah, this function is meant for memories of Srila Prabhupada, but as our service to Srila Prabhupada is eternal, it's obviously not just something in the past to be remembered. It is ongoing and eternal. Srila Prabhupada and our interaction with him obviously, or hopefully, didn't end in 1977. It's ongoing. We all have our memories of Srila Prabhupada, and we all have our present service and ongoing commitment to Srila Prabhupada. And on this day, as well as remembering Srila Prabhupada, which of course we should do at all times and all places and all circumstances, but it's good to meditate very deeply on our commitment to Srila Prabhupada. Our whole life, our real life, is yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagatikatoki. By his mercy we can attain Krishna's mercy, and without his mercy, then whatever else we do, right? If we chant 3 times 64 rounds a day and perform austerities and become known as a great preacher or guru or mridanga player or whatever, if somehow or other Srila Prabhupada is dissatisfied with us, then it all becomes zero. We have no destination whatsoever. Nagati katopi. So, obviously, or undoubtedly, everyone here has Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and the very symptom of this is that you're all here. Say the obvious. But, as Srila Prabhupada warned, we shouldn't take it for granted. We shouldn't think honorary degree. That so many people get honorary degrees, so I guess I get one too. That is not the attitude of bhakti. Undoubtedly, here in Los Angeles, maybe more than anywhere else, there are many devotees over many years have performed outstanding service to Srila Prabhupada, many of his disciples, But bhakti is not static. It's not what we did in the 70s, 60s or 70s, and then it's all over. Bhakti is not static, and Krishna prema is not cheap. We all, to state the obvious, but we need to, as Srila Prabhupada again and again and again stated the obvious, because we need to hear it again and again and again, being in the world of illusion, where that which is not, the very meaning of mind, that which is not, seems to be as it is. It should be obvious that we all have a great debt to Srila Prabhupada, and as is stated in Shastra, even one word heard from the bona fide guru, that cannot be repaid in any amount of time by the disciple. Srila Prabhupada, as undoubtedly many of the devotees living here, especially the older ones, are aware, on receiving a letter from Rameshwar Prabhu Maharaj about the unprecedented book distributions. So, Srila Prabhupada wrote a reply stating his great satisfaction, for which purpose the devotees had sacrificed so much to distribute so many books. And Srila Prabhupada said that it is not possible. In this letter, Srila Prabhupada wrote that it is not possible to repay the debt to the spiritual master, but that nevertheless one should try to do so. And Srila Prabhupada said that if you at all feel indebted to me, then you should preach vigorously like me. Many, or most of Srila Prabhupada's disciples are now approaching, if they haven't already crossed, the age at which Srila Prabhupada started his mission to the Western world. Hare Krishna. At the time that Srila Prabhupada departed this world, this is my perception of how we as a collective body of Srila Prabhupada's disciples thought, we took it for granted that the movement would continue to grow dynamically. It just seemed to be going on. It just was going on so dynamically, and it seemed that it would just continue to do so, and it was just a matter of time before Krishna consciousness took over the world. Well, history has taught us, hopefully, some lessons that Krishna consciousness, and it's not such an easy thing to establish in the world, and that Srila Prabhupada's personal presence, it made a lot of difference. I'm just going to throw a little anecdote here. Recently it came out that among two groups of Ritvik Vadis, they're having a scrap on the internet. So I was thinking to suggest to them that, well, they say that there's no difference between November the 13th, 1977, and November the 15th, 1977, in terms of Srila Prabhupada's personal presence. All the same, and Prabhupada, he goes on initiating, and there's no difference. So I'm thinking, if they're having a disagreement, they can all go to Srila Prabhupada and ask him, and see, he can give the conclusion. So, Srila Prabhupada's personal presence, although he said personal presence is for fools, but obviously made a tremendous difference. But now is the last opportunity in this lifetime, or the opportunity is clearly coming to an end, for all of us to repay the debt or to attempt to pay the debt in the way that Srila Prabhupada suggested by preaching vigorously as he did. And the Western mission of Srila Prabhupada here in America, it is less dynamic in many ways than it was when Srila Prabhupada was personally present here. So there is plenty of service for everyone to do, apart from listening empathetically to others. We also have to, as Srila Prabhupada enjoined us to do, to defeat this misguided, atheistic, demoniac civilization. It's obviously not just a matter of running into the street and yelling and screaming, but there is a lot of work to do. Some of the things Srila Prabhupada wanted to do, yeah, defeat the scientists. Double book distribution every year. Establish Varnashram. Huge. We were even thinking of it. I heard that one GPC member said that even hearing that word gives him a headache. We can imagine. It's not an easy thing. But Srila Prabhupada gave us that task to do. And it's recently I was talking about this, and one devotee said, well, maybe we could put it off for the next generation or a couple of generations. And I said, well, every generation will say that. At some point, we have to do it. If we just, we can leave it. It's like Krishna consciousness. We can say, I'll do it. Okay, I didn't really do it very well this lifetime, next lifetime. And we go on and on and on and on. In Hindi and Bengali, there's a saying that those who live next to the Ganga, they're the ones who never take baths in the Ganga. They think, well, it's, I can always do it. And they never do it. So now, my dear brothers and sisters, is the last chance in this lifetime, before the body becomes totally decrepit, to get out there and do something. There's lots of work to do all over the world. In America, in Los Angeles, in Culver City, in this temple, there's unlimited service to do in preaching, in helping with the preaching mission. Those who are elders, they are looked up to by junior devotees, many junior devotees all over the world who are very happy, wanting to see devotees who have spent their whole lives in Srila Prabhupada's service to hear their realizations, to hear their memories of Srila Prabhupada. There's much work to do, for instance, in Africa. In the Muslim world is an area which we've hardly touched. Now we have a big print of books in Arabic. Of course, Arabic is not the only language of the Muslim world. A lot of work to do, and there's work for everyone to do. So I'm just suggesting to all of you, especially my brothers and sisters, I've spoken to many of you. Many of you are entangled with payments for this and that, but there has to come a time when, oh, no controversial topics. I wonder how it's possible to speak about Krishna consciousness and not have any controversial topics. All right, Hare Krishna. One controversial topic which it is on speaking strongly in Srila Prabhupada says that we should speak controversially. So there's a little video about this, and I'll ask for that to be shown now. Thank you, Hare Krishna. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.